The keynote speaker at the Madison YWCA's annual Racial Justice Summit was Angela Davis, lifelong civil rights activist, now teaching at the University of California in Santa Cruz. She pointed to the thousands of people who held vigils last month to stop Troy Davis's execution in Georgia, believing him innocent, compared to the few who turned out the same night in Texas to protest the execution of a white supremacist who had dragged a black man to his death behind a pickup truck. Among them was the son of the victim, James Byrd.
James Byrd's son was thinking that we need different modes of justice. We need restorative justice. We don't need justice based on vengeance.
Davis says restorative justice gives victims and perpetrators a chance to heal. For example, Madison resident Leleda G., a victim of child sexual abuse herself, now runs healing workshops for other women victims. But she also visits men's prisons to talk to perpetrators in a presentation she calls the 15-second lecture. That refers to the average length of time for a male orgasm.
I always kind of blush when I say it, but basically the message I try to give to the guys is, hey, 15 seconds versus a lifetime of impact, is it worth it? If perpetrators thought longer and harder about the impact of their behavior, would they do it? It even wrestled with their own pain, remembering how they felt when they were victimized.
Statistics show the majority of people who commit sexual crimes were sexually abused themselves as children. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.